welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast, Wednesday, March 9, 2022. And I want to talk about how you can prepare for the change of season that we're in right now. And I released a prophetic word last week for the month of March, but it's not limited to that. It's called How to Get Ready. Get ready for strategies from heaven. And I tell you, this week, there's an outpour from the Lord. There's downloads of revelation, a greater understanding flowing right now. So Lord, we pray for that. We want to come into agreement on earth as it is in heaven. We ask that you would open up the storehouses, open up the heavens, open up the ability to hear your voice. We pray for a shot of encouragement for those who need it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this week I want to get into some practical training on how to prepare you for the breakthrough that's at hand here. We're in a time, indeed, we're in a season of change. And those who've been waiting on the Lord, you're going to get revelation over the next few weeks, and there's going to be downloads, things happening. It's a strategic time. Recap of the prophetic word I just released. You know, the Lord is starting this month to release new assignments, instructions that will unfold over the next few months. Habakkuk 2:2, I heard the Lord say this. He said, write down the vision and make it plain on tablets so that those who read it could run with it. So be prepared to write down what God is speaking to you. Write down your dreams. Watch for dreams and visions to start to increase. And get ready to hear the Lord on a clearer level and also wisdom, understanding, practical strategies and how to respond. You're going to see some sudden turnarounds happen. And by the way, you know, I said this is for March. The Lord's outside of time, especially with the internet. You might be watching this later. There's no timing on this. You can grab this at any time. The Lord will do amazing things in your life. So another part of the prophetic word I release is sudden turnarounds. The Lord is going to break off the condition called hope deferred. Discouragement's going to be breaking off. You're going to be coming out of the dark night of the soul, dark night of the spirit, the wilderness. Also, spiritual discernment is starting to increase. And this is a time that the Lord is going to reveal the secrets and the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. And, you know, you'll need to pray and ask the Lord to remove any calloused eyes. There's a condition in Matthew 13 that talks about that the calloused heart or anything that's on your eyes or ears, you want to develop the eyes to see and ears to hear. I go through this in my podcast last week along with some strategies on how to prepare, but basically the big part of the word is the Lord is going to open the heavens. Strategies from heaven are going to flow. Now, primarily for finances, but it's not limited to that at all. I saw him doing this. Deuteronomy 28:12, the Lord says, I will open the heavens, the storehouses of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and bless the work of your hands so that you can lend to many and borrow from none. Watch the Lord now to release financial blessings. Maybe unusual, unexpected way. It's not limited to this, believe me. There's going to be some strategies how to get out of debt, how to get out of debt, how to help others. Also, Deuteronomy 28:8, the Lord said, I will send a blessing on your barns. You don't have to have a barn for this one, but he's going to say this. I'm going to bless everything you put your hand to. The Lord will bless the land he is giving you. So over the next 7 weeks, here was the key, is between March 1st and April 15th. There's a 7-week period between now and the beginning of Passover. Passover is a Jewish holiday that you celebrate when Moses got the Israelites. He got the strategy to get them out, you know, and there was a spirit of death coming and they had to put the blood on the doorpost. So basically, it's a time every year. It's a season. I don't celebrate the Jewish holidays, but I do align myself for what the Lord does in each one of them. And Passover is one, just like when Moses said, he cried out to the Lord, said, give me the strategy so I can get these guys out of here, you know. The Lord gave it to him. So he gave him the strategy that caused the trouble to pass over. And Isaiah 31:5 talks about it. The Almighty will shield Jerusalem, and he will shield and deliver it, and he will pass over it and rescue it. So it's a season. Ask the Lord to shield you right now and to give you the Passover strategy. You know what I mean by that? Not the Passover as a Passover meal or celebration, but the Passover strategy. Get the eyes to see here, to get out of the old season and boost you into the new. So here's how to prepare. I give a little bit more in my podcast last week, but this week I want to talk about the practical instruction on how you can advance and be encouraged, really. Number one, the biggest thing, it's time to get your hopes up. Some people say, don't get your hopes up. Come on. Get your hopes up, I tell you, in the midst of the storms. I have not lost hope. How you see me right here, I tell people all the time, how you see me right here, I'm encouraged, I'm upbeat, but I'm still going through stuff because my hopes are up. And God has you covered right now. And it's a powerful time. Psalm 31:15, he talks about it. He says, my times are in your hand. Deliver me. Deliver my enemies into your hand so that we can now have a time to have God in control of everything. That part's not in there. It's just the first part of Psalm 31:15. I kind of ran them together because I tend to pray scripture. I tend to just, you know, proclaim it. But basically this, ask the Lord to deliver you from the troubles you're walking through right now. Isaiah 60:22. I am the Lord, and in his time, he will do this swiftly. That's a powerful one. He said, in his time, he's going to move. So he's going to do a sudden acceleration. And that's where we're moving into. So I'm a times and season style of prophet. And it's called the Issachar anointing, the sons of Issachar. They understood the times and seasons. That's why I'm able to release the daily prophetic. I release a monthly. I have a handle on this, you know, as far as the Lord goes. So right now, people ask me all the time, so what is the current time and season? Well, the current time, it is a time of transition, but it's a season of change. You can be in a time and a season. So Hosea 2:15, I love this in the New Living Translation. I'm going to return her vineyards to her and transform the valley of trouble into a gateway of hope. So we're in a time right now where we're transitioning out of the valleys of trouble. You've heard me talk about it maybe on the last few podcasts. I've been talking about getting out of the valleys of trouble and then opening the gateway of hope. This is important to grab hold of. Many people are in this time of trouble right now. Some aren't. I'm still here because transitioning out of this time. It's not just the pandemic. It's the enemy trying to stop you. He's trying to get you discouraged, trying to get you to give up. But I tell you, the Lord is preparing for you to enter in through a new spiritual door labeled hope. The name on that door is hope. And there's a gateway of hope opening up. And you can start walking through it now. But I tell you, for those who haven't seen it yet. So there's also a time for everything. I had a vision at the end of 2021. I saw like a small footbridge, Indiana Jones looking thing, a small footbridge going over to, I didn't know if it was the new year, but I did know that it was the new season. I felt like the new year was also tied with the new season. And across the little bridge, there was a foot, you know, it was a single file. So we had to go through this transition. It said on it, Ecclesiastes 3:1-2, there is, for everything under the sun, there is a season, there is a time for every activity under heaven, and a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to harvest. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, as you enter into this new season, this is everybody, as we're entering into the new season, It's going to be different than you're used to. And we might need to die to some things. That means basically to let go of what may not be as effective as it once was. Maybe you have to die to yourself. You know, there's a biblical principle of, you know, dying to the sinful nature and allowing the Lord to move in power and love. So there's different things that might mean different things to each person. For some, you know, it's time to hear the voice of the Lord. Maybe we'll see in the case of some people transitioning right now. We've seen some people, you know, go to heaven, and others are being born. And so we're seeing not only this, the Lord is not just physical babies, there's births happening. And I want to encourage you to take a look at Ecclesiastes 3. And for every one of those negative ones, I want you to look at the positive, circle the positive. He said there is a time to die, but there's a time to be born. So look, go through that and pray in the positives in Ecclesiastes 3, because that's what he's doing. He's turning things around right now, and we're in a season of change. And so this is a time also to hear the voice of the Lord at a greater level. You know, the purpose of hearing God for me is how I teach people all the time. And I've been training, you know, in years and years, a couple of decades on how to hear the voice of God. And so really it boils down to Ephesians 1:17. This is my foundation. There's a couple of verses I'm going to give you that my foundation for hearing God, it will help you. So Ephesians 1:17, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. Prophecy, revelation of every level, you know, whether it's a word, a dream, you know, it's wisdom. It is to know him better. And also, we're going to piggyback that on 1 Corinthians 14:3. But prophecy and revelation is for encouragement and not judgment. It says for strengthening, encouragement, and comfort. So prophecy, revelation is for encouragement and not judgment. It's important right now. Now, there's times that you might want to, you know, consider just bringing things to the Lord instead of doing some correction. This is the season we're in right now. So I want to share secrets of hearing the voice of God. The biggest secret is Song of Solomon. I love that. Song of Songs 8, verses 6 and 7. And it's talking about the intimacy with the Lord. Place me as a seal on your heart, like a seal on your arm. For a love that is stronger than death, its jealousy unyielding as a grave, it burns like a blazing fire. Like mighty flames, many waters cannot quench this love. Rivers cannot sweep it away. Whew, boy, that's a love for the Lord. We need to go beyond head knowledge. This is the secret. Go beyond head knowledge. And instead of just, I mean, it's okay to seek the Lord for answers. That's fine. Don't worry about that. Some people are afraid to do that. Oh, my gosh, we need them, you know. But the big secret to hearing the Lord is intimacy, a relationship over rules and regulations. Many people need healing in this. God, really, he's speaking all the time. Job 33:14. But God may speak in one way or another, yet people don't understand it. They don't perceive it. Has this ever happened to you? You ever been at a grocery store? Then suddenly, you know you're supposed to be in the other line, and that one goes faster. Or maybe you're driving down the road, and suddenly you feel like you should slow down. You see the police. Or maybe you haven't heard from a person in a very long time, then suddenly you come home and you get a contact from them. How about you're thinking about something? Like, I remember this happened to me. I was sitting there thinking, man, I feel like I can suddenly understand and see things clearly. I think I was at Bed Bath & Beyond. We were somewhere, and then suddenly I walked by this display, and I can see clearly now comes on. So it might be a song that'll play. Now, listen, these are examples of how God is communicating to your spirit This, my friends, hey, you listen. This is not a coincidence. It's a God incident. God is speaking all the time. He's got you covered. He loves you. So as we're developing this, you don't have to be a prophet to hear the Lord. Most of you know that, but maybe some people don't know it. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14, 1, he said, follow the way of love and eagerly desire the gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. Follow the way of love, eagerly desire the gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. We can all hear the Lord. We all have access, you know, and we have access to the Holy Spirit. Jesus, his disciples, they didn't just focus it. It's not like one person was a prophet, you know. Yeah, we had people who were prophets, and we have different people who might have one more than another, but you have access. You have a Holy Spirit tool belt, or in the case of a, like in a kitchen, you have all the tools that you need in your apron right now. And the Holy Spirit will give you access to them, including hearing the Lord. Now, hearing the voice of God needs to be a function in the world. It is not limited to the church. We need it in the business. We need it in your daily life. That's why for the longest time, gosh, I don't know how long, very, very long time, we have an office, you know, for Inlight Connection, but quite often, I always have a private office or somewhere out in public. There was one time that we put our ministry office in one of these places, but in the co-working environment around unbelievers. And, you know, you get the Spirit of the Lord out there. You learn to communicate the things of God. People actually, they love and want Jesus once it's communicating in love in a way they can understand. But they put a wall up to the rest. I'm just saying. So here's the deal. Prophecy ties right in with this. The more that you can do, and again, you don't need to be a prophet. We all have the gift of prophecy. You can then, there's three things. There's the gift, there's ministering, and then there's an office of the prophet. So the gift of prophecy we all have. You don't necessarily have to be a prophet. You can minister with prophecy. Prophecy is any type of revelation, but also there's the seasons prophet. Now, I've been in the office of a prophet for 12 years now, and I never really applied for it. It just kind of happened in my life, and it was very clear when it did. And I was like, not trying to hurry that up, but there's a bigger responsibility with that. Just saying. So here's some steps to hear God accurately. First of all, establish your daily connection with the Lord, whatever it might be. You don't have to read, you know, a chapter. You don't have to read the Bible. I mean, if you have this ability, I have never been able to do the, you know, go through the Bible in a year. I wish they had a, like, go through the Bible in 5 years version. Anyway, I'm just saying, you don't have to read any amount. You don't have to pray any amount. It doesn't matter. Just find a way to connect. I've been in seasons where, don't get me wrong, I love the Word of God. I love hearing. I've been in seasons where I would read what I need. I would only read till he would speak to me. I'd go through a chapter of the, you know, or whatever. I would print out part of the Psalms and go for a prayer walk at lunch or different things like that. Establish a daily connection. I know many people are working two jobs, especially with the pandemic. You got kids. That's okay. Find a way to connect with the Lord. Now, keep the spiritual atmosphere clean. You do this by stop complaining. Judgments close the spiritual atmosphere. Go on a negativity fast. Develop the negativity-free lifestyle. Number three on how to hear God is track what he's saying. Write it down. You have to write everything down, but I'm recording stuff. There's seasons I go through that I'm using my phone all the time and just, you know, dictating things in. I email it to myself. I make little notes, sticky notes, and then later get them into my journal. Track what he's saying, especially your dreams. Also, number four, activate it in your life. Now, activation, I'm going to talk about here in just a minute what it means. Learn to discern God's voice. And you can do it. You need to learn. You can practice. So activation actually means to do something with what you're hearing or your gifts. You do something practical every day. Like if you want to go to, think about this. Do you go to the gym? Do you do things like that? That's activation. You need to do that spiritually. I go to the gym every day in the spirit. Spiritually I'm buff. I got fivefold abs. And the Lord is moving right now in this area to be able to activate it. You got to do something. And for me, and this is how the daily prophetic word started about 12 years ago, is I had to activate hearing God. So I started, I think I started on Twitter and Facebook. I started putting out on Twitter. I was one of the first person ever to use the hashtag daily prophetic a long time ago. And it's because I wanted to activate myself and others in what I was hearing the Lord. So I would do this. I'd go out, I'd email, text. I still do this. I'll do something. I'll record a small thing and send it to a friend. I'll activate as much as I can. I don't want to get into works, but definitely, if you're going to do anything, encouraging people, how bad can you mess up with that? The prophetic. You can't mess up if you stay with encouragement, comfort, at that level. So keep track of what God is saying to you, what he speaks to you. And it takes practice. Hebrews 5:14. But solid food is for the mature who, by constant use, have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So you could ask, you got to get this. This says to you, Hebrews 5:14, let me tell you again. Solid food is for the mature who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Are you afraid? You ever hear people that they're afraid of being deceived? That's because they're not training themselves. You can practice. This is saying that you could actually go to the spiritual gym here. So here's what I want you to do, if you need to do this, and then I do this still, is go back to the last time that maybe God spoke to you or he answered a prayer that you know, and then study it, rehearse it in your mind. How did it come to you? Because people are different. I operate in the senses. I sense more than anything. How did it sound? How did it feel? How did it taste? Now, begin to track the different ways that God's speaking to you. This is how to go to the spiritual gym. I'm helping you right now. I'm telling you, some people are going to get a breakthrough in this. Also, the Lord wants to open things up for you right now. And there's a prayer that I'm going to do. And I think I'm going to shift this into the activation prayer to activate this word, because it's a powerful word here. I love Ephesians 1:17 that's the one about being able to get wisdom and revelation to know him better. But Ephesians 1:18, the Apostle Paul says, I pray that the eyes of your heart would be enlightened, that you may know the hope of his calling and what are the riches of his glory and his inheritances. The hope of his calling. Understanding that your eyes would be opened. Now, Colossians 1:26, the mysteries for which have been hidden from ages and even generations, but now being revealed to his saints. We are in a season right now of mysteries being revealed. I want to encourage you. 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now these three things remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. It is really easy to break through. So Lord, we activate this now. We pray for this word about preparing for the season that we're moving into, the season of transition. We pray, Lord, that you would open our eyes, prepare us, open our ears, give us eyes that see, ears that hear, and a heart that understands in Jesus' name. Amen. DougAddison.com is my website. Follow me on social media. Hey, you know what? Yesterday was my 63rd birthday. Oh, my goodness. I'm marching. And my team wanted to give everybody the opportunity to sow into this, into my ministry. Now, this doesn't go to me, but it goes to my ministry. And I tell you, I just wanted to say this. If my ministry in any way, shape, or form has blessed you, consider sowing a gift in. Go to DougAddison.com/birthday. We are so appreciate anything, but we're reaching millions and millions. Inline Connection has been going for 20 years. And I tell you, This is a time each year. I can't believe I'm 63. I don't feel 63 at all, and feel great. My health is up on the swing. I had been hit a few years ago, and even recently I hit again. But I tell you, things are going really, really good. And financially, you can sew into this. I just say that there's something that's about to happen. Also, we're going to have a breaking fear challenge. I did this last year during the pandemic. I think maybe it was last year or the year before. But this is the how to break. It's a 7-day challenge on how to break the spirit of fear. Go to DougAnderson.com/challenge as well. Hey, you know what? I'm excited for what God's doing. I want to encourage you as well. Just be encouraged. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.